First of all, Moorhead's Main Street is too curvy. That's according to Mark Arnold, a landscape designer and the director of DesignWorks, a Lexington-based urban planning company. Arnold recently conducted a survey of the Moorhead area, asking what changes the community wanted to see on and near Main Street. 160 people had responded to that survey at the time of Wednesday's meeting, and Arnold says the large majority of citizens want to see the street straightened out and the sidewalk expanded.
The whole experience when you curve the street becomes all about the car and it's not about the pedestrian. So what are the things that we would want as a pedestrian on the street or a business owner? Wider spaces, places to sit, nice lighting, some activity. So let's think of it as a pedestrian environment that you can drive through rather than a driving environment that you have to kind of walk through.
Arnold says Moorhead residents also indicated a need for more nightlife and restaurant activity on Main Street.
We don't want the kind of maybe really loud sort of bad bar scene. We're kind of interested in maybe more of the, you can go and you could take your family there, but you could have a drink. Or there would be some places where they could be kind of more of the classic bar, but they're, you know, a little bit more upscale than just, you know, running until 4 o'clock in the morning kind of bars. What people were telling me is boutiques, you know, some shops where you can buy something other than magic vapor and, you know, antique furniture, but, you know, better restaurants, a place to maybe have, you know, a pub or a lounge or a brewery. That was mentioned a lot.
Arnold says the community is also considering adding small pocket parks downtown that may incorporate public artwork and performance space. One idea is to commission murals on empty walls of buildings. Another idea involves moving the Moonlight Stage.
You've established a nice idea for a venue. It is at the Moonlight Stage, which is across from the Center for Traditional Music, but could we keep it nearby and put it in a better location so we don't have the traffic noise? It feels exposed on that corner. It feels sort of exposed to all of the traffic behind it, the lights, the energy of Wilkinson Boulevard, you know. So maybe we find a place that tucks it up, still close to the Center for Traditional Music, but try to get it a little closer to the university and Main Street and build something that is a little bit more vibrant.
Despite the common desire to improve, Arnold says Moorhead is already proud of what it has.
Well, the people like the neat businesses that are down here, the Fuzzy Duck, the bakery, the restaurants, you know, the coffee shops. Those are the things that they see every day, they go to, they're patrons, and they really like that. Outside of that, they like sort of the idea that there's a center for traditional music and a folk art center, though they're not visiting those that as much. There's a lot of pride that they're there. But on a day-to-day basis, they like the places they shop. You know, I can't think of a community that it really is as dynamic as Moorhead is right now. I mean, there are a lot of small towns. There are not a lot of small towns with folk art centers and centers for traditional music and a hub of a major trail system and a beautiful lake.
Arnold remains confident that Moorhead will only continue to grow and nurture its downtown area. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Arlo Barnett.